South America, so this is 95%. Okay, good evening, everybody. We're holding here in Perek Vav, which is Hashkacha. Hine, Ha'odin Baruch Hu Mashkiach Tomid al Briyosov, Umekaimu Menalim Kefi Atachlis Abavori Bro'am. So this is going to deal about Hashkacha. One of the problems I'm talking about Hashkacha, everybody brings stiris, rayas, kashas, terutzim, machlokas. The real problem is defining what we mean by Hashkacha. That's really something that is an issue, because the word Hashkacha, A, doesn't mean the same thing all the time. It has different meanings. So let's pay a lot of attention to what he's saying. Hine Adon Baruch Hu Mashgiach Tomer al B'yosav, he's always Mashgiach al B'yosav, Umekaimam, Umenalam Kefi Atachas Avuvur Ebrom. And he continues the existence and leads them to the Tachas I created for it. So let's define very carefully what Hashkacha is. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's happening, that is not Hashkacha. That has nothing to do with Hashkacha. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's all-knowing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aware of everything, and has no limits to his koach. It's impossible to imagine a situation where HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not know what's going on. But Hashkacha means something else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world, which means he brought a world into existence. One. Two, he continues to keep that world in existence. And three, he moves that world to its final goal and destination. So Briyas HaOlam, that we know already, that's there already. But the ongoing kiyum of the world, that making sure that things retain their metzias, that is the second stage or first stage of Hashkacha. And finally, the third one is that he also knows, he's also directing everything to its final tachlis and goal. That's what Hashkacha is. Very important definition. Let's see inside. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mashgiach. So Mashgiach doesn't mean he looks. Mashgiach means he is constantly, right, paying attention, sort of hands-on. Mekaimam retains their existence, Umenahalam, Kepiatash Avram, and leads them towards the task created for them. Okay, so let's just talk outside a minute. So first of all, it means that things continue to exist in the world because HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to want them to exist. He continues to make the conditions necessary for the existence. And he also is moving the pieces to get to its final destination. Let's add, maybe I'm jumping on, maybe I'm not jumping the gun, but it means Hashkacha is not things will be good. It means Hashkacha is things will be the way they should be for a Tachas Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. If the Tachas Kadosh Baruch Hu wants is he needs me to do X, Y, Z, and I'm not doing it, he may push against me. He may push hard to get me to a certain point. And then it might not be very pleasant. But that's the point of Hashkacha. V'omna. Now he says in Hashkacha itself, there are two types of Hashkacha. B'yoyis shenisyachir hamin anushi, liyas v'ascha v'ajfi ma'isav, kimash ma'ar l'mayla. Being that humans are unique in that their ma'isim have the value of having schar and einish, gam Hashkacha boy mishunim Hashkacha shaminim. So the Hashkacha is also different than Hashkacha of the minim. V'zeh. Ki Hashkacha b'shar minim hu l'kiyum ha-minahu The Ashkach in all Minim is to keep those Minim within the framework of what Baruch Hu wanted. V'hine Ashkiach b'fadik al Minim min l'mashem egia mehem el klala min kuloi. Ach loy l'mashem ishim. K'hine in tachlis b'am el ashtem esem min haklali. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world cows, Yishutsu, Sheretz, Sheretz Oiv, Sheretz Mayim, all the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world, he created them as a group, that there be trees, that there be fruit-bearing trees, that there be fish, that there be birds, and so on. So all of these things, the To'elas HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, the To'elas HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted out of this out of this creation was the group. There should be cows for milk and hide and sheep for wool and so on. So the Hashgacha is also exactly like that. The Hashgacha is that there remain cows, that there remain birds, at whatever level is called a min. In other words, there will be there might be types of birds that won't exist, but anything that's called a min, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to kaim it. In similar to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. So that Hashgacha might take into effect, that Hashgacha may be relevant to certain individual elements of that min, but that's not the tachlis. Let's discuss this, because there's a very, very famous song from Avraham Fried, and being that famous songs usually are quoted more often than famous forum, so many people know the Hashgacha from his famous song. And the song is about a leaf that fell off a truck, and somebody is trying to figure out why it fell off the truck, and the wind blew it off, but he was forced by this. That whole long story, you get a nice long song out of it. And the end is, there's a little caterpillar that needed a nap, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged for that leaf to shade the caterpillar so the caterpillar takes a nap. That's the song. It's based on a teaching of the Baal Shem Tov, that if a person doesn't believe that the leaf fell off, you know, for that every blade gets fell off is Yad Hashem, is a kaifer. That's and people hack about it, argue about it, and so on. The answer is as follows: when we say there is hashgacha minis only by animals, meaning by animals only have a hashgacha on the min, what we mean to say is, there is no significance for that caterpillar, for the caterpillar's enjoying his little nap. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not arrange for anything in order for the caterpillar to have his nap, and with that it's over. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted caterpillars to survive, because caterpillars produce moths, butterflies, silk, whatever. They eat a lot of grass. So he wanted caterpillars to survive. So he arranged it that there be leaves covering caterpillars whenever they need a nap. Just like he arranges all the nitty-gritty of creation. Also, it may be that this caterpillar, well rested, is going to climb a little further and chomp up somebody's plant, and will create a chain of reactions that has some significance in this person's world. He'll get angry at his neighbor, and I don't know, whatever. So the to say that Hashgacha is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants caterpillars to have a peaceful nap is nonsense. But that this is part of a chain of events, yes. So every person, I can say, So if I ask myself, why would these caterpillars save, even though there was some sort of fire that destroyed it? The answer is because we need caterpillars in the world. We need caterpillars to do things that keep the ecology moving. When you ask why was this person saved, the answer is not to save humanity, it's to save this person. So, the Shar Hashkochen Shar Minim is Likiyum Aminahu, but to preserve the min as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it. Vihine yashgiach beprotikol min amin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu directs the proto min l'mashamayigim l'kala min kuloi, for whatever is relevant for the whole min. So if one animal gets sick and that affects other animals, that's part of a larger hashgacha. Ach loy l'mashem ishim, but not because they are individuals. Baal HaChaim are not individuals, and Baal HaChaim's faces are much more similar than our faces are, than human faces are, and so on. Omno, hamina nushi, the humankind, kol ish vish mimenu, milvad mashem gira kol samin, besides the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is intent on preserving humanity as a whole, hini yashgiach v'yuchud al mashu b'fnei atzmoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also is mashgiach each person's destiny, v'yudnu ma'isav kulam b'yichud, there's a din on his ma'isim alone, So the difference lies not whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares things happening to caterpillars and humans or not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the show. The question is, how do I describe what he's doing? Am I doing it for this person, or am I doing it for the min, for the species? In an animal, it's always for the species. So yes, Noah saved two animals of each kind, seven animals of each kind. The tachlis wasn't because those animals deserve to be saved, not saved. It's because the kind needs to be saved, as opposed to Noah, it's because Noah and his wife and kids deserve to be saved. V'tzor she omnom pulos ha'odom. There are two types of activities that a person does. One of them is going to be described as carrying some sort of religious significance, moral significance. And there are other activities that a person does, that are not shaykh to mitzvah, they're shaykh to the world of choil, the normal physical kiyum of the world. Behine, kol ma shenegel le mitzvah aveira, yeh be'eze tzad sheyeh, kulei mosav yorosh adam. Anything that has to do with bechira is totally in his hands, ein le mishachrei lo v'klal. So it is totally in his power to do A or B. Val kulam yashkef ha-shefet ha-elyon, lod naisam fim ha-shem, v'litzak neger g'mol ha-goy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkoche is feedback. Reuven had the choice of mitzvah, he chose a mitzvah, let's give some positive feedback. He chose an aver, let's give some negative feedback. Or he chose a mitzvah, let's try to up the ante and make the mitzvah harder. V'asher einin lod mitzvah aver, things that have no, they don't belong in the realm of Saveira. Hine inyan adam ben kishash amina mikreim. Then it's like everybody else. Shehine yover loy mikoach alyan shana eya elov. So anything that doesn't have to do with a mitzvah comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It can be just a normal act of preserving the min. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides food in the world, is doing it to keep Min Adam alive, or it could be very specifically Schar and Einish that shaykh to the person. Let's talk about this a little bit. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a statement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kol Yochol, and as a statement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being everything. Nobody can argue with that. The question is, what can I be toface? What can I make sense of? So when we're dealing with something that there is hashgacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means I can make sense of it as being aschar and einesh. I can, I can somehow make sense of it. There are things that I cannot make sense of. All I know is it happened, but what, when, where, how, just like there are things that science can make sense of. Like there are things that science can't make sense of. Things that whatever it is, that's the way it is. So whenever we talk about these in Yonim, we're speaking not about the etzem be'etzem, like it's proper do it or not, but we're talking about what is it, what is our perception. In the world of Bechira, my perception has to be I am the Baal HaBaos. And that is our sense of it. Whenever we come to something that could be misaveira, we tend to sense, you know what, it's up to me. Masha'enkein, things that are not in the world of misaveira at all, they're not relevant, that is understood as coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The where, what, when, how is up in the air. The so he posits neatly. The world of Bechira means we are the ones that initiate it, and we can only blame ourselves. So that is in one part. And then there's the world that has no sheiches to Bechira, and that's the world of Chulin, and that's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how he splits up those two inyanim. When a person gets, I mean, as each one of these two really have contradictory avodos, when a mitzvah comes to me, my reaction should be, I gotta do it. Somebody's gotta do it. The person who becomes very frum and he says, don't worry, there's a Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help, and so on and so forth. Wrong message, is wrong. When it comes to Nyanei Chulin, a person should have some sort of reliance, but not the world of mitzvahs, because the world of mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us free choice, and we're there to use it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to come from us. That's the big difference between the inyanim that are nasal of bechira, that are given the bechira, to those inyanim that are coming from somewhere else. I guess the Rambam, when he describes bechira, he says the reshus is nesuna, which means there is a sort of a bubble in within which we have the ability to do and act as we understand. The question whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows if I'm going to choose a mitzvah or an aveira is a moot point. It really, really makes no difference. The one thing that I can be sure of is I have Bechira. I feel it, I take it for granted, that's the way it has to be, it doesn't make sense because we're the world otherwise, and that's where I understand it. The having the question is not does it control, no, does it want controls or do. The question is how much of that is something that I could be toe-faced and understand and make part of my understanding. Behine, Ha'odin Baruch Hu HaMashgiach ala koil. Just let me go back one step to the Shmiras Kukas Min. I want to explain something a little bit on the side, but I think it's important. The word min, which means a species, is a very not defined term. For instance, dogs. There are tons of different dogs. There's a little a chihuahua that runs around, And this is husky and the German Shepherd, or whatever those, some of them look like a camel, like a huge dog. Those both are called dogs. What about wolves? Wolves, for somebody who comes from the city, like myself, they look kind of doggish. Are that a type of dog? Could be not. It's a halachically tricky area. Usually, the animal being able to breed off and producing living descendants is the measure of that. And this is something that Kashmir put into the Bria, that there be a musik of a min, of a kind, and those pashtas don't get destroyed. The hashkacha is that the min is preserved. The Ramban says, a very interesting pshat, you see that the Torah did not ask it to kill an animal, but you can't castrate an animal. Why? I mean, how can you say that you take the life and you can take this? And Ramban says it, Klaim and others, he says, I guess to paraphrase more or less what he's saying, when you kill an animal, you're dealing with a particular animal. That's your intention. That there is no stop, and there is nothing that any particular animal has a right to exist. When you're castrating an animal, that's affecting the most of the min, he says. It's ke'ilu, you want to be pegea, that this min should not be sky. So yes, it's true that if you kill an animal, that animal's very hard to have kids after you're steak in somebody's pot. That's certainly not going to work. But b'cholofen, the maaseh that he does is not mechuvin to that. A person's kavanas, so a person, when it comes to animals, destroying a particular min is something that you can't do, you shouldn't do, and the truth is you won't be able to do. Even though we have records of all sorts of animals that have become extinct, so first of all, they always seem to pop up in other places. Everybody long, it's long held to be extinct. It was found here, there, the other place. So that's interesting. Secondly, what exactly is a min? If one particular type of dog or owl becomes extinct, that's I don't know that that goes. You have to draw a line somewhere. What's called a min. So I would think the Shiras Chukos Minoy means it gives us a guide also. If a min became extinct, it's very possible that min did not have the Ratz Hashem to be there forever. Okay. V'hineh Ha'adon Baruch Hu HaMashgiach Al HaKol. He is the one that's Mashgiach. V'danas HaKol V'goyzer Kol HaGzeiros. V'hamalochim hei meshorso mimunim kol tafkidoi lechonias HaKol b'gvulov. The Malachim are there to make sure that everything reaches the place, the boundary is posted. So Ramchal is saying the hashgacha shabai, which is the planning, the direction, maybe direction is a good word for it, the direction of the Bria to a certain goal, that's all Yad Hashem. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim are those who carry out the Lamaisa aspect of what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. And this is a general understanding of Malachim. Malachim don't have discretionary power. Malachim can only do, they bring things into the Bria. Let's explain this a bit. Whenever I want to take A and move it to B, I need a bridge to go from point A to point B. That's the way in which it works. It's something where I need a chibur that has a shaychus to me in the way that, and that's the way it gets to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is Mashgiach Milamalo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is kind of not this world. To get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, we need a bridge. In other words, some entity that is of the world above and the world here. This is especially, you know, as he's mentioning it here, could have spoken about Malachim before, he spoke about Nevroim, and so on, he mentioned it. But over here, he means, if Hashgach means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is leading and directing this world, it's not where HaKadosh Baruch Hu jumps in and does something. It goes through a certain train, through a certain step-by-step process that allows us not to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it himself, everything would be like a Kriyas Yamsuf. Rosh Hashifra Yam, Shara Yichaskar Buzi. So that would not be a good mahalach on a general life. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is he goes through malachim. Malachim are beings that the shirish is lamala and the manifestation is lamata, and that's how he goes, he does it. So the job of the malachim is to make things flow into nature. To make sure everything is in its place, everything is keeping itself, and to give a person schar. Betzorach she'teida she'alfa b'shalom baruch hu b'emes yedei akol v'lo nela mimena dover v'yedir sasha z'klal. Even though, as far as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned, he knows instantly everything everywhere, no, it's not, nothing's being added in terms of yedir. Hine hanhoga se'lom mishpotov lo yosar esal pizeh. LLP Seda Meshpatam Sharatsaboy Mizdamel Musimacha Arts. Bidonis Alum Batidisha Malachim, Beinjid on Yonim, Bit Kategorim, Shis Bidin, Omamlitsa Shitsis Hus, Bikulon Malachim Shemasomash as a Harno. Eloid as a boil on the Kategor Laholitz, Nigma Ding Vamishra Nakhmayasha. So he says, even though Akarish Borg Zedeus Akoil, and there's nothing that could be mischadished in a libet emes, really. But tachlis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring a world into being that will run with a certain mahalach of mishpat. And in order to have mishpat, it requires a system that you have, like an adversarial system, which is sort of the basis of many countries' law works, where you have prosecutor and defendant, lawyer going at each other, that's the trial. Here also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that things should run through a world of mishpat that is similar to our world. It'll resonate with us. So the Seder Mishpatim follows a certain Seder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world. V'danasam batim shem alachem b'enu she'ir al nyanim v'kategorim she'is b'din umlitzah she'tzuzchus v'kulam alachim she'masom ha'shlechana elo hoed ha'aseh bo'ilam v'elo katri l'holetz v'nevdik v'amit sh'pad anach v'yasha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this world to go through a certain hanhaga. Now let's understand it. We can't understand things that are instantaneous. That's one reason why entanglement is such a big deal, because it's instantaneous. There's no way that me and you at the same split second should know what we other want. I can pick up a phone and talk to you. That's a millisecond later. But it's not shayach that it should be vasachas. So had HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world of Mishpat, where he's the Dayan at, and he instantly knows what's wrong, instantly punishes, instantly rewards, and so on, we would be clueless. We wouldn't have anything. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs it through a mahalach, so now we can see, aha, look at what's been going on, look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's doing, where it's coming from, so it's going to, and that's where we have this understandings of that's where we gain an understanding into it. So the mahalach of mishpat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, he wanted it to be visible, to provide us with a feedback, to gain an understanding of it, and all of the above, But Mela, he made it something which is, which has a process of mekatrigim, masmilim, aminim, and so on. Any questions? Any points? Okay. So good night. Cult of.